Good words, witnesses of the love of the Sacred Heart. All Christ's works originated in his heart. From this fruitful and loving heart, as he himself says, flows and will flow without ceasing every good, all joy and happiness in heaven and on earth. In the same way, all the good words contained in the Gospels come from this sacred source. He wishes Saint Mechtilda to understand this. He opened to her the wound in his holy heart, and said to her, "See the extent of my love. If thou wouldest know it well, seek for nothing clearer than the words of the holy Gospels. No words have ever expressed a more tender love than those. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. And there are many others like them, which I spoke to my disciples as well as to my Father, while loading them with my benefits." Nothing can really express the immensity of the love of the Sacred Heart has for us better than these words, "As the Father has loved me." We are loved by Jesus as he is loved by his Father. That is, he is loved above all. He is loved so as to be the object of his eternal complacency. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." There are still other words which reveal the greatness of the love of the Sacred Heart, the four words of the voice of his glory, as he calls himself. They are each a triumphal hymn of the Sacred Heart. They are more. They are a proclamation of his love. Let us listen to our Lord. "This is the voice of my glory, when a soul repents of its sins, more through love than through fear, and weeps for the sins it has committed. It deserves to hear these words from me, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee, go in peace.' And indeed, as soon as any one repents sincerely of the sins he has committed, I fully forgive him, and receive him into my favor, as though he had never offended thee. The second voice of my glory is that which a soul united to me by intimate prayer and contemplation hears from me, 'Come, my beloved, show me thy face.' The third is when a soul comes to leave the body, is sweetly invited to rest, 'Come, my elect, and I will make of thee thy throne.' The fourth, a voice of my glory, shall be heard on the day of judgment, when I will invite with triumph to my kingdom of honor and glory all those whom I have chosen from all eternity. I shall say to them, 'Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.' The words of glory of the Sacred Heart are those which make us happy." The Tears of Our Lord. We are never told in the Gospel that Jesus smiled, but we often hear that he wept. He wept at the grave of Lazarus, an image of a soul dead in sin, and he wept over Jerusalem, the ungrateful and hardened city. And at other times tears fell from the eyes of our Divine Master. Why did these tears flow, and what became of them? Let us listen to Jesus. "On earth, whenever I thought of my ineffable union with the Eternal Father, by which I am one with him, my humanity could not refrain from weeping. Also, every time I thought of the immense love which had drawn me from the Father's bosom to unite me with human nature, my humanity was fain to weep." Then Mechtilda asked, "And where are those tears which love made thee shed?" He answered, "They are in a special place in my heart. They are a loved treasure, guarded in a chosen, secret place." She replied, "Thou didst tell me once that these tears of love disappeared in thy heart as in a furnace." Our Lord replied, "That is quite true. For in the furnace of my heart they disappear as drops of water thrown into the fire, but they are not consumed, they remain in the depth of my heart." The Sacred Heart of Jesus is therefore the source of the tears he shed while here below, and the mysterious reservoir which received and guard them even now in heaven. "Jesus, O most loving Jesus," cries out Monsignor Baudery, "how long have I begged of thy heart the secret of those tears thou didst shed on earth? Have I not wept enough to deserve to be told the value of those tears?" Sweet as the dew from heaven, and bitter as the waters of the ocean, tears are equally a sign of joy or of sadness, and because both these feelings come from the heart, it follows that these tears are but the words of the heart, the exterior manifestation of what it feels within. The love of Jesus for his Father, the love of Jesus for men, was then the cause of his tears. Tears of joy because of the glory he was about to procure for his Father and the salvation he was bringing to the world by his sacrifice. Tears of sadness on account of the insults continually offered to that well-beloved Father and because of the ingratitude of which mankind was guilty. The tears of Jesus were gathered together and are kept in his heart. Notwithstanding the burning flames of which that heart is the seat, they are not consumed. Let us draw near to the precious treasure which contains them. Somewhere there we shall find a tear shed for ourselves. But let us bring our own so that they may be sanctified, even those we shed for frivolous reasons. Thou shalt say to the person for whom thou prayest, said our Lord one day to St. Matilda, that she should not weep so much, but if she cannot help going so that she should unite her tears to mine, regretting that she had not shed them, for sinners or through love, I will then offer them to the Father, united to mine, when she asks me to do so. Our Lord continued, tell her, from me, that she should beg me in my goodness to change the nature of her tears as if they had been shed from love or devotion, or from contrition for her sins. At these words, St. Matilda wondered much that tears shed so uselessly could be changed into such holy tears, and our Lord said to her, I ask her only to believe in my goodness, and according to her faith my love in her shall become perfect. Let us therefore take our tears to the heart of Jesus. Mingled with his, they will become meritorious. Is it not a consolation for those who weep to be able to do so on the heart of a sincere and sympathizing friend? Where, then, shall we find a friend whose heart is more devoted to us than is the Sacred Heart of Jesus?